On the Time magazine list of the 100 most influential individuals of the 20th century, of course, there are several women involved. Estee Lauder. Estee Lauder skincare products, men, are now in 110 countries around the world. She is 91. She started the business in a stable behind her home with her uncle, who had come over from Europe as a skincare specialist. They cooked it on an old wood stove in the back and stirred it up. Her son now runs the business. She retired in the early 80s. You could learn a lot about life and business management by reading her book. It's called Estee, A Success Story. But the one thing I want to bring to your attention this morning, as an entree into where we're going, is her persistence and her toughness. Listen to this quote. She says, "What others call tough, I call persistent. If you know you're correct, you've got to be firm and not bow to pressure. Persistence and being tough make for success." That's a good word, isn't it? From a wise old, probably was trained in Torah as a young Jewish woman. Smart. We can learn from people like this, can't we? This morning, men, the Lord is going to give us a special incentive to hang tough, to persist, to persevere. Open your scriptures to the revelation. To the revelation. Chapter 2. Picking up now, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been with his people in Thyatira. You remember? Jezebel. Some of his people in Thyatira were being intimidated by another woman, another famous woman. He calls her Jezebel. She wasn't the Jezebel. She was a Jezebel. Now, do you think, men, a little audible here, do you think Jezebel was a painted lady, looked like a witch? Or do you think she might have been a very sophisticated woman in that town, right? Went to the best schools. Okay? Probably very sophisticated. And men, they were being misled off the narrow road that leads to life, the scripture talks about, right? The narrow road that leads to life, to the interstate highway. The broad road that leads to death. We talked all about that a couple weeks ago. And that road starts with idolatry, leads to immorality, which kills people. Don't ever forget it. So we're going to pick up this morning now in verse 24. Revelation 2, 24. The revelation. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ to us, written by John, who was the disciple that he loved, the only one that wasn't martyred of the 12, the original 12, minus Judas, who martyred himself. Verse 24, "Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching," her being this Jezebel, "and have not learned Satan's so-called," little sarcasm in here in the original, "so-called deep secrets." Parenthetically here, and I'll explain that later, "I will not impose any other burden on you," he says. Men, the process of going down the wrong road always starts at the same place. And you know what that place is? You have the wrong idea. The mind is always involved. You have the wrong idea. You have the wrong teaching. Shortly after I came to faith, 24 years ago, I went to see my friend Charlie. He and I used to hang out together. He's quite a guy. I was at church one Sunday, and I'm just sitting there listening to the truth, and I just got this ache in my heart for my friend Charlie. And I just got my car. I told my wife, I'm going to go see Charlie. Charlie was quite a guy, a real sophisticate on the main line of Philadelphia. And if you think Buckhead is sophisticated, I'll take you up there sometime. The only difference is the money there is much older. Goes a lot deeper. A lot of it is rooted in not Coca-Cola, but oil and coal, you know, stuff like that.
They confiscated all our
money. Yeah, okay. Charlie had been a minister. Now a tenured professor at a local prestigious women's college. Sharp, smart guy. I don't know why he liked me, but we used to hang out together. And as I told him that Sunday afternoon about how I had come to know the Lord, he was totally composed. I mean, I envy people like this that have it together, you know. Totally composed, not threatened. He simply smiled gratuitously and said, I just don't believe you can have a personal relationship with God. I don't believe that. Man, he had deeper insight into the things of God. When I had gone to him, maybe a year or so earlier, struggling, looking for the answer to this life that we lead. Mark Christopher used to say, we have figured life out. I was looking for the Rosetta Stone, if you will, to life. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't make it work. I couldn't make it work in my home. I couldn't make it work in my business. I went to him. He gave me 7 books that I took on a vacation to the Virgin Islands. I read them all. Never gave me the Bible. Men, it is a dangerous thing to despise the mysteries of God as revealed to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Charlie would not have openly identified with Satan, see? Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold of her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, Charlie would not, if you said, Charlie, are you in Satan's camp? He would, come on, I got a PhD, I'm tenured, I mean, people come to me for advice, but men, whatever is not of faith is out of the pit of hell. Are you with me? We have the revelation of God. We have the revelation of God. He cannot make it any clearer. He's revealed himself to us in nature. Look at the spring. If you don't believe it, come to Atlanta in the spring. The wisteria, the azaleas. He's revealed himself to us in nature. He has revealed himself to us in the scripture. He has revealed himself to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. He cannot make it any clearer. He says, I will not impose any other burden on you. He doesn't expect anything more of you than what he has revealed to us, right? And he says to these people who are suffering, being persecuted, he says, only hold on to what you have until I come. What do we have? We have him. He says to them, if you do hold on, If you don't get drawn away by whatever lures you, and men, we're all lured differently. As I testified to you last week, my weak spot, especially before I came to Christ, I was drawn into the sensual pursuits, what the Scripture calls the lust of the flesh. I drink too much, I eat too much, I do everything else too much. Some of us are drawn away by the stuff. The stuff. We've got so much stuff in our lives that it draws us off away from the Lord. The lust of the eyes. And some of us are drawn off by the pride of life. The recognition, the applause, the prestige that this life has to offer. We all have a weak spot. But men, here is the incentive package from the Lord Jesus Christ to hang on, to hold on. Here's the incentive package. The promise, men, is to work with the most powerful leader that the world has ever known. Look at verse 26 here. To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations, he says. Did you know, when he comes back, those that belong to him are going to reign with him and rule over the nations. We're going to govern the whole world. Boy, I mean, this is unbelievable. Right? And then he gives a reference to Psalm 2, which sounds a little odd to us, but let me just explain it to you. He says, he will rule them with an iron scepter, he will dash them to pieces like pottery. And I don't want to take the time right now to... I don't want to apologize for it. Sounds harsh, doesn't it? But let me tell you what it is. It's a reference to Psalm 2. Did you know that there's more scripture in the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, if you will, regarding the second coming of Christ than there is in the New Testament? This is not a new idea. This is a very Jewish idea. But basically, it's a picture of loving and strong leadership. This is before you had to apologize about being a strong leader that people could count on. The iron scepter. No doubt about it. Truth. And what that pottery business is all about is this. If you obey, if you love the Lord, you're going to be very happy. But if you resist, you don't have a chance. You're going to be very unhappy. And now the second part of the incentive package is this. First part is authority, power. You like power and authority? Walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Someday you're going to rule the world with him. I believe that. Do you? I'm counting on it. The second part of the incentive package is this. He says, just as I have received authority from my Father. Okay? Verse 28, I will also give him the morning star. I will also give him the morning star. Most of the world at that point, the Greco-Roman world, believed that life was ruled by the stars. Life was ruled by the stars. That is where we get the light. Knowledge is power. Incidentally, when I talk about my friend Charlie, the PhD, I'm not being cynical or critical of knowledge. We've talked about that here before. Add to your faith goodness and the goodness knowledge. The gospel has to be integrated effectively sociologically. It has to be integrated psychologically and economically and physically and materially. Yes. I believe that. I'm not against scholarship, but men, Jesus is the morning star. He is the morning star. Where did the wise men, what drew them to Bethlehem? What was it? It was a star. What were they? They're noted for what? Their wisdom. Yes. Men, now we see dimly, but someday we will have all the light. We will have all the light. We will have the full revelation, all the knowledge and wisdom of Him that we need to rule effectively with Him. You probably are saying to yourself, I'm not qualified to rule the world. You're not. But when He comes back, He will give you everything you need. There are no deep secrets, men. There are no deep secrets. God is not playing hide and seek with us. He's not. It is such an irony that some of us spend more time, and I'm not looking at you, Charlie, that some of us spend more time in the Wall Street Journal than we do in the Revelation. It is an ironic thing, isn't it? If this is true?
You've got a time clock, Charlie.
I will not impose any other burden on you. I have given it to you. And He's saying to us this morning, receive it, take it, read it, study it. Don't get drawn off with sophistication. Men, let's get back to Esty. It's not smart. It's not tough. Remember what she said, if you know you are correct, you've got to be firm and not bow to pressure. And men, let me tell you, the pressure is going to increase in this country. It's going to increase. Persistence and being tough make for success. We'll finish today, verse 29. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. A word to the wise. Okay? Let's have prayer together this morning. Oh, Lord, I'll tell you, I don't want to get over the fact that You have revealed Yourself to us and You have made it possible to have a personal relationship with God through You. That this blows me away. I don't ever want to get over it. Please refresh us this morning with the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What an incredible truth this is. We praise You. We thank You for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a good time at your tables this morning.